This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. There is continuing speculation about whether Governor Snyder will run for president. Recent trips around the country to sell Michigan's story have only fanned the flames that Snyder is indeed considering a run. Michigan Radio's political analyst, the one and only Jack Lessenberry, has been paying lots of attention to the rumors. Hey, Jack.
Good afternoon.
So, Jack, let's start with what we know. The governor is making these trips across the country, talking up the state. But, I mean, he's in places like California and D.C., not really early indicators of a run like maybe an Ohio or New Hampshire would be.
Oh, I don't know. That's where you go for money is California and New York and D.C. and places like that. But, you know, it is very interesting to speculate on what he's doing. There's almost an element he's even believing his own press coverage after a while, because it looks like, or at least he's giving out signals, that it's become more of a serious flirtation, but I'm still doubtful.
Well, let's talk about where that sort of press flirtation is coming from, because it seems like maybe the national media, you know, Politico, The Washington Post, New York Times, seeing something that maybe the Lansing Press Corps doesn't?
Here's what I think's going on. For the first time in anybody's memory, the first time since 1952, there's not a clear front runner for the Republican nomination. It's usually the guy who finished second in the last cycle. That doesn't apply here. And there's all sorts of middle-of-the-pack people, and so people are speculating, well, it might be somebody entirely different. It might be a dark horse. Mm-hmm. And there's also something that nobody talks about, which is that we're so accustomed to these nominations being wrapped up in March and having a single ballot convention. But in the old days, they were often multiple ballots, backroom deals. Sometimes these things went on for days, and it's just barely conceivable that they could get to the convention with nobody having the 50% plus of the delegates they need for the nomination, and they might turn to somebody else. Very long shot, but could happen.
So your theory is that these big names maybe that we're hearing right now, the Jeb Bushes, Scott Walkers, Marco Rubios, that maybe they don't get enough support, and then you suddenly see someone like a Snyder come in and push through.
Well, what I could see is sort of a standoff where you have a Jeb Bush making it a convention and Ted Cruz, say, and then some lesser candidates having little pots of delegates. That could be, but I think it's unlikely.
So where, then, is this Snyder 2016 chatter coming from?
This is what I think is really going on. In order to make himself relevant and paid attention to, I think Snyder thinks, other people think, you almost have to have a presidential campaign. If you say flatly you're not running, no one's going to pay any attention to you at all. Now, Rick Snyder apparently has decided he likes public life. He's still a fairly young man, at least by my standards, and he can't run for governor again after 2018. He's all done. It's unlikely that he'd challenge Debbie Stabenow for a Senate seat. Unlikely he could win that. So my guess is he's actually sort of auditioning for a possible vice presidential slot, or maybe a cabinet position. He would be a very, very believable Secretary of Commerce, for example.
Right. You know, we've all bandied that theory about. But I heard recently one theory say, you know what, really, a cabinet position? This is a guy who has been chief executive, you know, for decades now. First of Gateway, now, you know, chief executive of Michigan. Could he really, do you think, knowing him, suddenly work for someone else, you know, meaning a president?
You know, because of your extreme youth, you won't remember this, but Michigan had a governor very much in the Snyder mode called George Romney. They said the same thing about George Romney, and he ended up taking one of the lesser cabinet positions, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
He
wasn't very happy there, and he quit after Nixon's first term, which was good for a lot of reasons, but he did it. But there's another factor we haven't mentioned.
Do tell.
Well, if the polls are right, Governor Snyder is about to get his political head handed to him in a bucket next week if voters indeed turn down Proposal 1, the proposal to fix the roads. And then people can say of him, and if he runs for president, they certainly will say of him, here's a guy, a Republican, who couldn't even get a Republican legislature to fix the roads, and he couldn't get the voters to go along with his plan to fix the roads. So how believable a leadership model is that? It'll be a big embarrassment for him.
And that's exactly what Zach Gorchaw at Gongware News Services was writing about recently. Is this very smart, with now less than a week to go before Prop 1, to be traveling around the country telling Michigan's story when he has this huge ballot initiative, which he has become sort of the number one cheerleader of?
Well, I don't know how much. He has done a lot. He's always showing up fixing potholes. I don't think the advertising campaign has been especially smart or has really reached people. People don't really understand this and understand what's happening. So I think to the extent he was behind running the ad campaign, it's been less than totally successful. But you never know. He might want to take the conversation to something else. So stranger things have happened, and it's conceivable he could emerge as a national candidate, but I wouldn't take an equity loan out on the house and bet it on it. Mm-hmm.
And again, it goes back, Jack, to what you were saying earlier, which a lot of folks are saying, political watchers, is it doesn't hurt him to stay in the mix, right? It doesn't hurt him to have his name bandied about, to be on these certain lists, even if they're, you know, his name is lower on those possible lists. There's no reason right now for him to come out and say, I'm not running.
Exactly. And people who've run in the past have ended up getting cabinet positions or vice presidencies or ambassadorships out of it. So it cost him nothing to do this. Of course, if he were to run for president, it would cost him a whole lot of money, or rather he would have to raise many, many millions of dollars.
Well, and let's talk about that, because, again, we brought up Jeb Bush, you know, huge PACs. Is there that kind of financial support for a Snyder? Obviously, he was able to fund a lot of his own gubernatorial campaign. But a gubernatorial campaign, that is not quite the money at all that a presidential campaign, you know, a Hillary Clinton will be able to raise. Does Snyder have that ability to raise that kind of money?
Well, we simply don't know. Right now, no. He doesn't have access to the pots of money that Jeb Bush might have. But what happens in these primaries is, let's say he were to run and he were to do unexpectedly well in Iowa and New Hampshire, money would start flowing to him. Somebody once compared presidential races to like a football game where the first team to make a touchdown, after that, their first downs are only 2 yards. And the opponent's first downs are 100 yards because money dries up for the losers and starts going to the winners. So, again, he doesn't have that pool of money to start with. But, you know, in 2008, Hillary Clinton had all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. Obama didn't have any to start. And she sort of squandered it. At least that's what the experts said. And she ended up not getting the nomination. So the best funded candidate at the start is not always as big an advantage as you might think.
Very fair. What about this idea, though, about Snyder as a moderate? You know, maybe a moderate Republican could win the entire country, but we know GOP primaries, that is not a national vote, and GOP primaries tend to get the most conservative on the most right, and that is not who generally has been supporting Snyder. Could Snyder, let's say he does run, could he actually win some of these GOP primaries in Georgia, in South Carolina?
Well, Snyder seems to want to avoid social issues as much as he can. He wants to avoid taking positions on them that would make him somewhat suspect with the religious right, for example, but a moderate can get in, can win a Republican primary if you have one moderate and three conservatives. Mm. This is how Joe Schwartz won a Republican primary for Congress in 2004. To some extent, it's how John McCain won the nomination. So it's not impossible, but he would have to take positions on some areas. Snyder is notoriously slippery. I'm talking about things that he doesn't want to talk about. You really can't do that as well in a presidential arena. And it's like baseball. A lot of times players who do very well in AAA don't do that well in the major leagues.
Is there a kind of fish or gut bait deadline for Snyder to decide? I mean, obviously he's in fact said himself, you know, it'll be a couple months probably. But when you actually look at the calendar, when does he have to make a decision by?
Well, it's not that clear. I mean, conceivably, he could wait until this fall or later than that. There's a difference between running a campaign and making a formal announcement, which usually happens about 5 years after you decide to run. So, obviously, toward the end of this year becomes pretty much that fish or cut bait time. He would have to make a decision about whether to compete in Iowa and New Hampshire, the two first contests. But who knows? I mean, rules are made to be broken. A long time ago, the rule was you never got into the race until the presidential year actually started. Well, that was broken a long time ago. So, again, it's an interesting thing to keep your eye on. But, again, it's still a long shot, at least to me, for Snyder to really mount a campaign, much less win one.
Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry. Jack, as always, thanks so much.
If nominated, I will not run.